I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Muhammadu Buhari remains Nigeria's president, having won a second term in last month's elections. The big question, what will be different in the war on terror this time around? Todd Nettleton is a spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
Christians there are hopeful that he will protect the religious freedoms of all Nigerians. But I think there is some skepticism as well based on what has happened the last 4 years.
A new government is coming May 29th, but this is really a fight for the heart of the country.
We continue to pray, obviously, for the church and for Christians to be protected, but also to be bold in their witness.
And China's begun enforcing regulations on religion. This includes a plan to alter the Bible to fit current Chinese government ideology. Fortunately, Bibles for China is stepping in to equip the church in rural China, where people don't have easy access to God's word. Wendell Rovenstein tells us,
"The Bible is our passion, so we're going to do everything we can to make sure that the Bibles that we are providing and giving funds for in China, our Bible that has not been tampered with, anybody's changed, any government has readdressed, we're still giving Bibles that are pure and clean and concise for preaching and sharing the gospel."
If you'd like to help, you can give to Bibles for China. That'll help them provide rural churches with Bibles and other teaching resources. Secondly, pray for the church in China as they face these new regulations. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.